Well, here's a question for you. Why did the United States Department of Defense post a job posting trying to hire someone for, quote, COVID-19 research 3 months before anyone in the world ever heard of COVID? Well, that's a damn good question, Clayton. Thank you for asking. The news outlet, though, The Exposé out of the UK, has the story. They're asking the question. They have the bombshell story. Here it is, quote, and I'll just read right from expose.uk. The world first started to hear about a novel coronavirus in early January 2020, with reports of an alleged new pneumonia-like illness spreading across Wuhan, China. However, the world did not actually know of COVID-19 until February 2020, because it was not until the 11th of that month that the World Health Organization officially named the novel coronavirus disease as COVID-19. So, they say, with this being the official truth, why does the United States government data show that the U.S. Department of Defense awarded a contract on the 12th of November 2019 to Labyrinth Gold Health Incorporated for COVID-19 research, at least 1 month before the alleged emergence of the novel coronavirus, and 3 months before it was officially dubbed COVID-19? It's a good question. Thank you for asking it. Let's dig a little deeper. So here is that job post. Take a look at the job post here, and you can see the needs are from Labyrinth Global Health on the 12th of November, 2019, for almost $400,000 is the job. SME manuscript documentation and COVID-19 research, the job posting says. Then here is a closer look at it, just so you can see. Here it is, the COVID-19 research. That's what your job will be in November of 2019. And here's just a, so you know where, that's the date as well, the 19th, excuse me, November 12th of 2019. Very curious indeed. But it gets worse. The contract was for research to be conducted in, can you guess the country? Can any of you guess the country?
I can, but I probably am out.
Why?
Because I can see it here and I read the story earlier.
You read some of my notes.
Yeah.
Can anyone else guess the country where this job posting would be? Anyone in the chat have any idea where this job posting would be? Like, we need COVID-19 research and the country where you'll be based? See if anyone can name that in the chat. Let's see if anyone can name it. Yes, you got it. The answer is Ukraine. So your job will be in Ukraine. No, not the United States, but Ukraine. So as the expose reports, the contract awarded in November 2019 for COVID-19 research was not only instructed to take place in Ukraine, it was in fact part of a much larger contract for a biological threat reduction program in Ukraine. And you won't believe who was involved in this shady group. Labyrinth Global Health, which has the contract posted by the Pentagon, has been collaborating with Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance and the company Metabiota. Remember Metabiota? Since it was founded in 2017. Does Metabiota ring a bell to any of you watching our show? If you've been watching our show for any length of time, then you know why this should ring a bell. As we recently reported on Redacted, back in 2014, a firm called Metabiota, which specializes in detecting, tracking, and analyzing potential disease outbreaks, signed an $18 million federal contract as a subcontractor for Black and Viatch, which is in Georgia and Ukraine. Metabiota was started with the help from President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and his investment firm, Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, which, of course, he founded alongside John Kerry's stepson in 2009. Then surprisingly, the top Ukrainian prosecutor started looking into this shady connection between Hunter Biden and these bio labs and Metabiota. And then when Vice President Biden caught wind of this, he asked to have that prosecutor in Ukraine fired. Otherwise, we'd pull your funding. We know this because he bragged about it right on camera, as we reported. Watch.
I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, got fired.
Oh, well, it's amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then in February of last year, documents show that Zelensky ordered the destruction of all documents related to the Hunter Biden connection and the destruction of the Metabiota documents that then were burned in big dumps in the back, which we showed you the video of that. So the expose wraps this up with two very important questions. Why did the Department of Defense pay a company that is allegedly a global engineering procurement, consulting, and construction company specializing in infrastructure development to help implement a biological threat reduction program in Ukraine? I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of this through congressional hearings. And why did both the Department of Defense and said company then pay Labyrinth Global Health Incorporated to carry out COVID-19 research in Ukraine at least 1 month before the alleged emergence of the novel coronavirus, and 3 months before it was officially dubbed COVID-19. Good questions that we're still trying to get to the bottom of.
Yes, well, Congress has voted to declassify COVID origins documents, so I'm sure we'll see all of this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure we'll see things they don't want us to see. I'm sure it will not be a highly curated show of what they want us to see about China. I'm sure of that.
Without redaction. Sure. Without redaction. There'll be no redaction anywhere.
I have full faith of that.
Jennifer Ketchum wants to know, what was the website again? And I'm glad you asked, because I was just about to tell you. And by the way, I should point out that it's independent journalism, and it's called The Exposé. And we, you know, you can donate to help them out. Look, they rely solely on the support of readers. And again, we need independent journalism like this. So, I mean, I am not affiliated with them in any way whatsoever, but I read them every day. So if you would like to support journalism in any kind of way, go visit them, bookmark them. They do a great job, of really doing a lot of exposés. So, you know, they're good guys over there. So they do good work. I just wanted to give them a shout out. Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at redacted.inc. That's our private locals community where we can share exclusive content that we simply cannot share here on YouTube. Come over and join the rebellion together right now by going to redacted.inc. We'll see you next time.